1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The law feature on Hot Business is brought to you by leading full-service law firm Weber Wenzel. Through an alliance with Linklaters and relationships with law firms across Africa, Weber Wenzel ensures that you have the best expertise wherever you do business. Now, we will soon be required to produce proof of vaccination against COVID-19 to gain access to public spaces. This was one of the more controversial proposals when President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the nation yesterday, easing several restrictions and placing the country back on lockdown level two. According to the president, the vaccine passport, or the so-called vaccine passport, I should say, is going to come into effect soon. Now, what does this mean? To find out, I'm joined by Shane Johnson, lawyer at Weber Wenzel. Shane, the issue, firstly, welcome, of a vaccine passport has been something of a lightning rod on social media in particular here. The fundamental premise of a passport is really to provide some kind of positive discrimination between people based on their vaccinated status. But what about people who, for one reason or another, can't, won't, or shouldn't be vaccinated?
You are completely right. The topic of the vaccine passport has really become a lightning rod, given the president's latest speech. And to your question around people that can't be vaccinated, here I'm presuming you're speaking about people that could be medically contraindicated from vaccination, or perhaps people who are refusing to be vaccinated, possibly on religious grounds or personal views, whatever other reason they're basing their refusal on. And I think it's a really good question. We are obviously waiting for more clarity from the government regarding how this vaccine passport is going to work. I've heard recent news reports from the Department of Health around the fact that the vaccine passport is probably going to be a digital document that will be provided to people through an app. But of course, there are still a lot of details outstanding regarding how exactly that is going to work. And then the big question around people that actually refuse vaccination or can't be vaccinated, you know, how will they be dealt with? Will they still be provided with some kind of passport or proof of exemption in some way? That hasn't been clarified by government as yet.
If we to look, because this is a global issue, and I think countries all around the world are grappling with this. I know New Zealand has trialed something similar. What should a passport include? I would imagine the date of your vaccination and that kind of thing is fairly self-evident. What should it include here to also ensure that it's not easily forged? Because this is South Africa, after all, and I could imagine that there could be quite a few fake vaccination passports doing the round before Matric Rage, for example.
Another interesting question, Michael. I mean, I think that you're right. A lot of countries around the world are actually trialing the vaccine passport or have introduced it in some way. Big countries, including countries that you already mentioned, New Zealand. But of course, I've also seen that Belgium, Canada, Germany, Japan, Spain. So really various countries around the world have introduced the vaccine passport. Quite curiously, I've seen that the UK, although they initially decided to introduce the vaccine passport, have now taken a decision, in fact, over the last few days to make a U-turn on that decision, and they're actually no longer going to enforce the vaccine passport for entry into public spaces. They apparently believe that their vaccine uptake rates are high enough and the confidence by their citizens in the vaccine is high enough, so they've actually decided to scrap the idea completely, which I thought was quite interesting. To your question around what information could be included, I could imagine that, you know, the information would be quite similar to the information that's included already in the vaccination cards that you'd receive, that we received. Well, I've been vaccinated, so the card that I received when I was vaccinated, and it would include personal information of yours, such as your name, your ID number, the confirmation of your EVDS vaccination number, where you got vaccinated, the type of vaccine that you received, and I suppose even the details of your vaccinator itself. So I think that's the kind of information that we can expect to be included on that certificate. I think it's information that the government will already have of ours because of the fact that these vaccination cards and the records of vaccination are already being kept centrally by government. So that's what I'd imagine would be included in the certificate or this passport, which we might see being introduced in South Africa. But again, we can't be 100% sure just yet.
Yeah, we don't have all the details. We are still speculating at best. Now, when it comes to the safety and security of my data, I'm sure that's going to be paramount for any wide-scale uptake of a passport like this. And I know government, and Joe Pakler has already said, we're going to be, and this is the government we hear, introducing a digital passport. And it's the first thing. I've also been vaccinated. When I received my physical cardboard-based vaccination certificate, I thought, well, you know, Shane, this looks a little bit large to be sticking in my back pocket or in my wallet. It's not really practical. So I'm really encouraged to hear that it's going digital. But when I hear digital, I have to question the safety of my data.
I think that's a completely valid consideration. And I think that government is really going to have to ensure that their communication around how they're going to store the data and how they're going to comply with, obviously, our recently introduced Protection of Personal Information Act, and ensure that that data is safeguarded. It's a very important consideration. And again, not much detail has been provided by government on that issue.
As an employer here, would it be permissible for me, if I'm an employer, to require vaccination passports from my employees in order for them to gain entry into the workplace?
This is a good question. I mean, many employers, since the introduction of the new direction on health and safety measures on COVID-19, and that direction was issued back in June already, that direction contemplated that employers could introduce mandatory vaccination for the employees if a risk assessment determined that it was necessary. So I think that for employers that have or are currently considering mandatory vaccination, it does make sense to require your employees in some way to provide some kind of proof of vaccination in order to, you know, first of all, prove that they've complied with your mandatory vaccination policy, and secondly, to gain access into the workplace, or alternatively, to be allowed to conduct certain work activities. So it really just depends on, obviously, the operations of the employer. Where I think difficulties might arise, or where it might be a bit difficult for employers to really require this vaccine passport for entry to the workplace by employees, is where they don't have some kind of vaccination policy or approach to vaccination in the workplace, because they're really going to need to justify, you know, the need for the employees to carry that passport in order to gain entry into the workplace. Especially, you know, it's obviously a very new practice, something which many employers haven't had to deal with or haven't had to implement. So they're really going to need to be careful around how they communicate it, and most importantly, provide employees with the reasons as to why it is required.
Shane Johnson, lawyer at Weber Wenzel, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts into a very new area of law, something that is developing almost every day. And we'll be sure to keep you close as government reveals any more information about vaccine passports in the future. That's the Law Feature, which was brought to you by Weber Wenzel. With over 150 years of experience and deep industry knowledge, Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent.
1027 Business with Michael Avery.